Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Most programs that seek to help the homeless find employment and permanent housing also focus on eliminating alcohol consumption. Susan Collins, assistant professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at the University of Washington, explains a novel approach to reduce drinking among the recovering homeless.
Chronically homeless people are disproportionately affected by severe psychiatric, medical, and substance use disorders. Ironically, housing for chronically homeless people usually comes with many strings attached. People are often expected to achieve sobriety, psychiatric stability, and successful treatment completion before housing is granted. Project-based housing first is a type of housing approach that turns this traditional model of housing on its head. Homeless individuals are provided with immediate, permanent, low-barrier, supportive housing within a single housing project. Project-based housing first is considered to be low-barrier because it removes these traditional barriers to housing. This approach has been controversial in some circles. Critics have claimed that allowing alcohol-dependent individuals to drink in their homes will enable them to drink more and more, and their drinking will eventually spiral out of control. To scientifically test the critics' concerns, my colleagues and I evaluated alcohol use among 95 residents of a Housing First project. Contrary to the critics' enabling hypothesis, we found across-the-board decreases on alcohol consumption and related problems. The average number of drinks consumed on people's heaviest drinking day in the month decreased from 40 to 26 across 2 years, a decrease of 35%. The median number of drinks, a more accurate view of drinking patterns for this study's participants, showed a change from 20 to 12 drinks per typical drinking day, a 40% drop. The percentage of residents reporting recent bouts of delirium tremens, a life-threatening form of alcohol withdrawal, dropped by over one-half in the two-year study, from 65 to 23%. Although these data are preliminary, they suggest that project-based housing first may help reduce harm among chronically homeless people who would otherwise be relegated to a life on the streets.
That was the University of Washington's Susan Collins.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.